In the heart of West Africa, nestled between towering mountains and lush valleys, lay the village of Kioko. This was not an ordinary village, it was a place steeped in history and mystery. Among its many legends, none was as intriguing as the tale of Ibrahim Traoré and the ghosts of the regiment. N.N. Ibrahim Traoré was a brave soldier, a man of immense courage who once served in a royal regiment. Known for its valor in battles against colonial forces. His heart was as bold as his sword was sharp, and he earned his place among the greats of his time. However, during a critical battle, tragedy struck. The regiment was ambushed in the dense jungles of Kioko. Only a handful of soldiers returned, the rest, including Ibrahim's closest friends, vanished into the void of the wilderness, their fates unknown. N.N. years passed, but the echoes of that fateful day never faded. Villagers spoke in hushed tones of shadowy figures flitting through the trees at night, whispers carried by the wind. And the unsettling sensation that eyes were watching from the darkness. They called them the ghosts of the regiment, doomed to roam the earth until their story was told. Ibrahim, however, refused to believe in phantoms. He had always been a practical man, grounded in reality and logic. And then one night, as the moon bathed Kioko in ghostly light, a mysterious figure appeared at Ibrahim's door. It was an old woman, her face wrinkled and her eyes possessing an otherworldly glow. She claimed to be the keeper of stories, a guardian of memories lost to time. Ibrahim Traoré, she rasped, her voice like rustling leaves, the ghosts you dismiss are not mere figments of imagination. They seek your help to find peace. N.N. intrigued and a little unsettled, Ibrahim invited her in. She spoke of the regiment and how their spirits lingered in the forest, bound to their last moments of bravery and betrayal. They fought valiantly, yet their valor is forgotten, and their souls cry out for recognition. Only you can help them move on. N.N., despite his skepticism, something stirred within Ibrahim. Memories of his fallen comrades tugged at his heart. They were more than just soldiers, they were brothers who had fought by his side. That night, he decided he would investigate these tales. So began his journey into the depths of the jungle, armed with only a torch and the flickering flame of determination. As he entered the dense foliage, the air grew heavy with an unexplainable presence. The trees whispered secrets and shadows danced around him. Ibrahim's heart raced, but he pressed on, calling out the names of his comrades, urging their spirits to reveal themselves. Hours passed like minutes, and just when despair began to creep in, a flicker of light in the distance caught his eye. NNHE approached cautiously, and to his astonishment, there they were, the soldiers of the regiment, glowing softly in the twilight. Their expressions were not of anger or sorrow, but of deep longing. Ibrahim's heart ached at the sight. They were waiting, watching him, and he sensed their stories held a weight greater than any battle he had fought. NN, Ibrahim, one voice called out, a familiar tone echoing from his memories. It was Captain Suleiman, his long-lost leader. We were betrayed by those we trusted. Our fight was not just for freedom but for honor, and our souls could not find rest without the truth being spoken. NN, with newfound purpose, Ibrahim promised to reclaim their story. He would unveil the truth of that day in the jungle, expose the ones who had betrayed them, and ensure that their sacrifices were not forgotten. He returned to the village, armed not with weapons but with the weight of their stories. NN days turned into weeks as Ibrahim sought out the remaining witnesses, piecing together the fragments of a betrayal that ran deep into the fabric of both the regiment and the village. The more he uncovered, the more he realized the repercussions of those events stretched far beyond the jungle. NNHI's determination reignited hope in the villagers. They joined him in honoring the fallen, organizing gatherings where stories of bravery were told, songs sung, and memories shared. The more they remembered, the stronger the connection grew between the living and the spirits of the regiment. And on a moonlit night similar to the one he first encountered the old woman, the villagers gathered at the foot of the ancient trees. With Ibrahim leading the recounting, they shared the stories of the brave soldiers who had once fought valiantly and gave their lives. With every word, it felt as if the air shimmered with energy, and the spirits began to coalesce around them. And as the last story was told, a profound silence enveloped the gathering, and then a gentle breeze swept across the clearing. Ibrahim felt a warm glow, and the apparitions of Captain Suleiman and his fellow soldiers appeared before them, serene and resolute. "Thank you, Ibrahim," the captain said, his voice echoing through the night. "We are free now. You have honored us, and our sacrifices will live on in the hearts of the people." And with that, the spirits faded into the night, their presence replaced by a deep sense of peace that settled over Kyoko. The villagers danced and sang under the stars, celebrating not just the lives lost but the bond forged through remembrance. And Ibrahim Traoré became a legend in his own right, not just as a soldier but as a storyteller who bridged the gap between the living and the lost. The tale of the ghosts of the regiment was no longer a somber whisper but a song celebrated with pride, a reminder that while some battles may be fought in silence, courage and honor will always echo through time. And in the end, Ibrahim realized that true bravery lies not only in wielding a sword but also in remembering, sharing, and uplifting those who came before us. As the winds would carry the stories of Kyoko to distant lands, it was the heart of the village that kept alive the spirits of the brave, reminding everyone that ghosts exist not to haunt, but to inspire and guide the living.